From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The Kenyan Supreme Court has invalidated last month's presidential election and ordered a new election to be held within 60 days. Opposition leader Raila Odinga praised the decision.
It is now clear that no one in Kenya is above the law. A new Kenya has been born.
The court ruled that the Independent Election and Boundaries Commission was responsible for irregularities and illegalities in the transmission of election results. President Uhuru Kenyatta said he would accept the ruling, but criticized the court. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims are pouring into Bangladesh. Bill Gallo has more.
Myanmar's military said Friday that almost 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine, triggered by attacks on security forces by insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority. Both sides accuse the other of atrocities as tens of thousands of Rohingya flee to Bangladesh. Most of Myanmar's estimated 1 million Rohingya live in northern Rakhine State. They face severe persecution, with the government refusing to recognize them as a legitimate native ethnic minority, leaving them without citizenship and basic rights. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Ethiopia said a senior figure with the rebel Ogaden National Liberation Front has willingly surrendered. This comes after the group accused Somalia security forces of kidnapping and forcibly extraditing him. The Ethiopian Foreign Ministry told the AP that Somalia played a facilitation role in the surrender of Abdelkarim Sheikh Musa. Ethiopia recently sent hundreds of Somali detainees back to Somalia, most of them members of al-Shabaab. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News.